Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, Innovative Model and Talent Management, on the air for the first day of February in 2016. First month of the year is already gone. What have you been able to get done so far? Hopefully all of your goals from the previous year that you set, you're working towards them. Hopefully, if you aren't, you go ahead and get started now. Of course, if you are listening, I do appreciate it. You can call in 646-652-4479. And as usual, I always forget. One day I'm not going to forget to open up the chat room for all the shy people who don't call in, but they think about it. Guess what? You have a chat room to where you can call in. So if you're listening, let's say if you're listening on the phone but you're not listening online, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, and it'll pull up the page. You'll click on the show, and you'll be able to find the chat room and be able to type in anything that you want to mention, and I will read it live on air for you. So let's go ahead and get started. First of all, let me talk about tonight's show. Models in America is Modeling for You. This particular show, again, it's the beginning of the month, so I decided to go ahead and start the month off with this type of a show on purpose, and you'll see why in a second. Modeling is a very popular profession for some, a dream to others. What is the difference? Is modeling easy? Is modeling hard? How does one become a model? Is modeling fun? Can you make money? I'm going to have a discussion with a brand new model. She lives in New Orleans. Her name is Janika Andrews. You're going to find out about who she is, what her goals are, what she has done to get started, and a whole lot more. If you are a new or current model and you would like to join the discussion tonight, again, call 646-652-4479. Tell your friends about the show. Retweet, share it. Be sure to visit the website, of course, www.imtmworldwide.com. Now, Janika is going to come on the show a little bit later. First and foremost, before I forget, I do need to mention I am looking for some specific people actually right now. The Bronner Brothers International Hair Show is coming up, and there's a client that emailed me today, and I'm looking for some hair models, models that would be okay with either getting their hair cut or getting some color in their hair, or maybe even both. So your hair needs to be natural, whether it be short or long, it needs to be natural, okay? If you're interested, this is not a paid opportunity, so those who don't have anything hair-related in their portfolio yet, this would be great for you. And for those who have never modeled before, maybe this could be your first time modeling. So if you want to be submitted, you need to email me tonight at chris@imtmworldwide.com. That's I, M as in Mary, T, M as in Mary, worldwide.com. chris@imtmworldwide.com. You're going to send pictures of yourself and your phone number. You need to live in Atlanta for that one. I'm also looking for some Hispanic models in Los Angeles and Miami. In Los Angeles, there's a paid opportunity that I'm looking for. You must be at least 18. You need to be in great shape. You need to have natural hair, and you need to be at least 5'7 in height. If you match that, you need to submit your portfolio and resume to that same email, chris@imtmworldwide.com. I'm also looking for some people in Miami. And if you go to my website, I'll probably try to update it tonight in regards to some castings and things of that nature that I'm doing. So definitely, again, I'll mention it throughout tonight. imtmworldwide.com is my site, and contact information and everything is on there, so you can check it out. Okay, so models in America. America is a pretty big place, of course, right? And over the years, we've had plenty of TV, we've watched plenty of movies, seen magazines, seen commercials, and things of that nature. So we know pretty much what models are, right? But what do models actually do, right? Sometimes people kind of just have a misnomer as far as what models, you know, what their purpose is actually. Okay? What is modeling? How does a model know she's actually a model? Okay? Well, at a certain point, a model isn't really a model until they're actually getting paid work of some sort. Okay? Paid for their time, paid for their value. Okay? So if a young woman or young man or whoever is at a certain point not doing that, they can't really call themselves a model. If they're not doing the following, they're not submitting themselves for opportunities, for one. They're not attending auditions, okay, for two. And guess what? To attend an audition, you actually have to, you know, respond to emails and phone calls when people hit you back. A lot of people never do that, and that's why they never get booked, by the way, okay? They attend the audition. Well, guess what? If they get booked, they have to show up to the booking. I just mentioned no show, no call. Happens much more than you think it would, right? And so then they still have to actually fulfill the terms of what their booking is, okay? So they have to actually work. And again, I think a lot of people forget that, you know, that there's work involved when you're talking about modeling. There's things that you either have to learn, pay attention to, observe, research, all types of things that happens to happen. You just don't walk out the door and you're a model. I don't care what you think Instagram tells you. That's not the truth, because guess what? Even those women that you think are doing something, most of them are not, but the ones that are, they're working too. Look at their pictures. At the end of the day, they got to be in real good shape to take some of those pictures that you see, don't you? Don't they? Right? And at the end of the day, they have to look like that for a photographer to even consider wanting to shoot them. But guess what? Either they are paying for those really good photographers or someone else is. And for them to be able to even have that happen, they have to look the way they do, which means they got to go to work. They are in the gym all the time. They're eating the right stuff all the time. They're not cheating. They're not having those half days or whatever, because that's what they have to do to continue to be put in that position for them to be successful at one point or another. Okay? If you're in fashion and you're trying to runway, you know, model, if you're not doing what is necessary for you to be that person that's picked all the time, how can you say that you're a model? If you're going to be a swimsuit model, how are you going to do that? And you're going to tell someone that you're never going to wear a bikini. Okay? At a certain point, you have to think about what time and sacrifice is going to be necessary to actually pursue your goal, if it is a goal, of modeling. You can't keep saying what you're not going to do and then get mad when other people around you are doing the things that you say you want to do. That's backwards. You got to stop doing that. There's millions of people out here that can do what you can do. The only difference is somebody is willing to try a little bit harder than you are. That's the only difference. It's not looks, it's not height, it's not weight, it's not skin color, it's not hair. It's somebody else is willing to do a little bit more work, because you all know there are a whole bunch of people and stuff that you see every day that you know that they shouldn't be in. Right? They don't have no talent in the world. As far as you're concerned, they definitely don't have to look. But guess what? That cliche that the show must go on is true. Somebody inevitably will get selected for something, and it could have been you, but you just didn't want to drive 15 minutes. You just didn't want to be cold walking outside your door. You just didn't want to not eat after 9 o'clock at night and eat all the bread and the donuts and the pizza. You wanted to do that instead of not doing it. You didn't want to pay for that photo shoot with the published photographer. You didn't want to do that. Instead, you decided to do how you wanted to do it and still not doing it. You know, there's a lot of people who are aspiring models for 6, 7 years just for no reason at all, other than they've made a choice, aspiring model. Seriously. 646-652-4479. So again, models in America is modeling for you. See, sometimes at the very beginning, I always like to joke, someone bumps their head and say, okay, I want a model. You have to really think about that statement and what it really means, because it's not just you that's going to be affected. It's everybody around you, friends, family, boyfriend, husband, whatever, right? People you went to school with, all those people are going to be affected. But then also the industry people are going to be affected, because once you start getting in front of them, there's expectations and obligations now that you're going to, are you going to finish what you start? Especially if someone's supposed to work with you on a long-term basis. Are you going to actually finish what you start? Okay? Because, again, if you're not ready to make those sacrifices, don't even really get started, because you're pulling time away from people that they can't get back. Again, sacrifices of, you got to put yourself in that position. Okay, you know for a fact that you have a job, you're in school, all these things. And so if there's opportunities that you just can't get, that means you have to work on opportunities that you can. And if you don't want to do that, well, again, don't put other people in a position where you're disrespecting them or saying things about them, because they're just trying to help you per your circumstances, because nobody's wanting you to drop out of school. Nobody's wanting you to quit your job. Nobody wants you to give your child away to adoption just for you to model, right? So that means, again, give and take. You can do what you got to do, do what you can do, until you can do it all the time. That might take 5 to 10 years, though. So are you prepared to do that? If you're starting off at 18, you have to know that you got to keep pushing until you're 28 at least. Otherwise, what are you doing? 646-652-4479, because you have other people who've been doing it for a long period of time, a lot longer than you think. You think they just popped up on Instagram, but they've been pushing for 5 years, and they just happen to look young. Okay? So, again, I'm just giving you just some bits and pieces that right off the bat, if you hadn't really thought about it that deep, you need to start thinking about it a little bit deeper, because there's a lot involved. There's a lot more involved on a day-to-day basis than just going and going to a photo shoot and hopefully somebody knows how to do lighting and knows how to edit some pictures. You see what I'm saying? 646-652-4479. So as we wait for our guest to call in, let me go ahead and make sure that there's nobody in the chat room. Excuse me. Oh, wow, there's people in the chat room. Hey, excuse me. Hey, people in the chat room, how y'all doing? Thank you for joining in. Now, mind you, there are people from different countries that sometimes listen to the show, and, of course, they can't call in, but they do listen. Shout out to Australia. I know there's people out there. I'm starting to get a new contingent in Africa again, because I used to do the show very regularly, so I used to have some fans from all over the place. So I'm working on that once again. And, of course, you got the people, stateside, Miami, Atlanta, places I used to live, New York. I know for a fact that there should be some people from Charlotte listening in tonight, Arkansas possibly, as well as New Orleans, the home of our guests for tonight. So, as we wait for her to call in, very excited about the rest of the year. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm actually in the process of putting together a fashion show this summer in Florida. So you'll see some more information about that on my website. Again, it's www.imtmworldwide.com. I'll throw that on there probably later this week. I also have my industry connection tour that I'm working on, where I'm helping people get started as a talent. Talent development is a big deal. Where if you don't have the answers, you don't know what you're doing, you need everything that you know you need, and you still haven't gotten it, again, there's only two reasons why you don't have it. You either don't know or you don't want to get it. But it ain't because you don't know how, because there's such a thing as the Internet, right? You can Google everything, okay? So then at that point, it's a matter of, okay, well, do you want to do it all on your own, or you want to get somebody professional to do it for you? And if it's the latter, you should pay them. You see what I'm saying? Because that's a professional, and that's what they're doing. They're working for you, and they're feeding their children and their family. Photographer, hairstylist, makeup artist, the better people deserve to get paid what they ask to get paid. Maybe you can negotiate to get them down a little bit, but at the end of the day, you respect them, respect their time. They're going to hook you up. They're going to make you look like you should be in something. The whole point. You can only keep doing unpaid stuff for so long before everybody thinks and knows that you're not really worth the time. They want to see some kind of self-investment before they put all their energy and eggs in the basket of you, because it's a risk. every casting director, producer, all those type of people behind the scenes, behind that table, they're taking a risk if they pick you because they don't know if they're going to get return on investment. 646-652-4479. So we're going to be having our guest on pretty soon here, very shortly. So I'm going to go ahead and check my social media real quick, make sure everything's up and running properly. Alrighty. And again, I do appreciate all that are listening live. And, of course, the people who will be listening after the fact, of course, to the recorded show. This is one that I'll definitely be pushing for a couple of weeks because of the topic. Because there's right now, I mean, just for instance, there's people I've talked to over the last 2 weeks from different states, most recently Arkansas. I'm going to be helping a comedian out there. There's people in Tennessee that I've helped. There's people in New York, of course. Right now there's a young lady in New York. There's something that she's done very recently with a well-known comedic guy, and actually her clip is really funny too. So if you get to go to my Instagram page, you might actually get to see that too. Go to my website, imtnworldwide.com, and you'll see my Instagram page, and you'll pull that up, and you'll find who I'm talking about. I'm not going to tell you. You got to look for it. Make you work tonight. Of course, Miami, Florida, there's different cities in Florida that I've helped people get started. And then for some who were working diligently with their craft, they have some stuff done. And they have some accomplishments for sure. So be looking out for more updates on the website over the next couple of weeks. Really, actually, a couple of days. I'm not going to say a couple of weeks, but a couple of days for sure. All right, so what we're going to do is going to go ahead and bring in our guest. Again, this is a young lady that has just recently gotten started as a model in the industry. And we're going to ask her a few questions about what she is doing and the whys and the hows and everything. So let's go ahead and bring her in right now. Good evening, Janika. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
All right, we got it. That is for you. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good, good. So before we get started formally, go ahead and make an announcement of yourself for our audience as far as just who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Janika Andrews, and I'm calling from New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans, Louisiana. Okay. So let me do this because, again, there's a lot of people who are not. Oh, is that your phone? Hello? Do I still got you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, just want to make sure. New Orleans, as far as what part of the country that is, so give everybody a quick geography lesson as far as where New Orleans is.
It's in Louisiana, down in the south.
I told you I was going to catch you. All right, so everyone, New Orleans is that one city. Of course, me being an Atlanta Falcons fan, it's the one city I hardly almost don't talk about for obvious reasons, but I still want to go there, and I do plan to go there because I like to eat. So, first things first, how long have you been in New Orleans, Janika?
I've been in New Orleans all my life. I grew up here, school from there, yeah.
Okay. Do you go to school there?
Yeah, I'm a freshman in college.
Oh, wow, okay, so you're doing some work then. Where are you studying?
Nursing.
Oh wow! So you're going into the definitely field that just as an individual I respect a lot because you have to like people for that one, and you're not afraid of people. You love talking to people. You love helping people. So that's a great great thing that you're doing right there. I just going to tell you because I just know some of the people who helped my dad years ago. I'll never forget them, so I do appreciate you there. Since you're doing that as far as school, do you also work on top of that?
Yeah, I work as a caregiver at Bayside Healthcare.
Okay, wow, you're really busy then. What do you? And again, all of us appreciate your work and what you do as well. What do you enjoy about New Orleans?
They have a lot of events out here, and I love the food and the mm-hmm. people. It's a very friendly, you know, city.
Mm. Now, let me ask you this. With what happened with Katrina and everything, were you in the city at that time?
No, I was in California at the time. I wasn't down here. Thank God for that.
Mm, I hear you on that. I just wanted to know because, like I said, I do have a few friends that, you know, were affected, and some of them were actually, they had to be relocated and things of that nature. So since I knew you grew up there, I just was wondering about that. So let me ask you this. Let's get to the nitty-gritty now, the topic of the show. All right, so we know you were born and raised in New Orleans. You know, we know that you're in school and you work. So you have a pretty busy schedule. So let me ask you, when was the first time you thought that you should give modeling a try?
When I was young, I had a lot of people telling me that I could be a model. So I was like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I should really try this. And then I used to always watch the Tyra Banks show, and I was like, wow, I want to be one of those girls that actually do that. I want to be one of them. What can I do to do that?
Okay. little America's Next Top Model. Okay, I can't hate you on that at all. So what was the transition from you thinking about it to actually doing it? Like, what about modeling, since, again, you kind of mentioned it with Tyra Banks' show, you want to be one of those girls.
Yeah.
Like, what about those girls appealed to you to where you want to actually physically do it?
Well, you know, they were very beautiful, and I was like, I could do this, and, yeah, it was just everything about it. Yeah, it
seems
fun every time, so, yeah.
Okay. So, with that being said, do you feel that as you've begun so far, or what you know about it, let's say it like that, do you feel that modeling is going to be easy?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a piece of cake. As long as I put my mind to it, and I'm definitely going to put my mind to it, it's going to be easy.
Okay. Also, let me ask you a bounce back question. What would be something that would make you think it's not easy? I mean, you've just gotten started. You haven't done that much yet. Do you think there's anything that would stop you from pursuing modeling? I'll ask you that.
No, I don't think there's anything that's going to stop me at all.
Okay. Great answer. Because now I'm going to ask you this question. What do you feel that you're going to accomplish as a model? I mean, I know, again, you just started, but what are some things that you felt that you know you could probably do once you, like you said, you put your mind to it?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you could continue.
No, well, I'll just reiterate the question. What do you feel that you're going to accomplish as a model? You know you're not going to, you know, stop. So what do you think, if you put your mind to it, what do you think you can accomplish? Uh-oh, did we lose Janika? Hold on, let's make sure. I think we lost her.
No,
oh, we didn't.
Still here.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. I heard the silence there. So
I think I'm going
to
accomplish a lot as a model. So far as meeting people, interacting with a lot of different people and cultures and
mm-hmm.
other things, you know.
All right, so let me do it like this. Name me something specific that you want to do. If someone was to call you tomorrow and say, hey, Miss Andrews, this is such and such, and we are interested if you could fly out here and we want to present you with something, what would that thing be that would get you really excited?
I mean, the photo shoot in general, that'll get me really excited, you know. And besides, I like to travel, so I'd definitely go for it.
Okay. Well, in a couple of months, we're going to ask that question again, okay? So so that being said, actually, that does actually go into the next question. Since you have recently started, I know you have some stuff coming up this week. Tell us what you have recently coming up in your plans for the next few days.
I'll be coming to Atlanta on the 5th of this month for my first magazine shoot.
Look at you. So you just recently started, and you already have a magazine that's looking at you. That's awesome. What else are you going to be doing while you're in town?
I'll be doing a lot of networking and going to numerous events while I'm there.
Okay. All right. So have you ever been to Atlanta before?
No, this will be my first time.
Oh, wow. So you definitely get to do a little sightseeing, some hobnobbing and all that kind of good stuff. And definitely, you know, maybe get to at least one event, you know, during the evening time. You know, of course, Atlanta is the quote unquote Black Hollywood. So you never know who you might meet. Actually, I just saw a picture today at the only Black owned bank in Atlanta. Usher was there and all kind of different celebrities were there. So, again, you just never know who might pop up at any given time. So I'm excited for you now. Shoot, you're going to have a lot of stuff going on. That's awesome. Let me ask you this. So you're in New Orleans. You just got started modeling. You have a magazine already, wants to put you in their magazine already.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think, though, that so many young women never get started in modeling?
Maybe because they don't actually take the initiative to actually try. That's the only thing I could come up with right now.
That's a good word, though, initiative. go ahead. I think you were saying something else.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. That's fine. Well, initiative, and I kind of mentioned this at the beginning of the show, does definitely go into it because you have to want to try, because nobody can ever make you do nothing that you don't want to do, right? And nobody can do it for you, because at the end of the day, I'm not trying to wear no swimsuit for you, that's for sure. So you got to do that. Okay, I'm not wearing no weave. I'm not putting in no contacts. I'm definitely not wearing no heels. It's never going to happen in life ever. So at a certain point, when a person does walk out the door, such as yourself, everybody has to think that you are willing to do it because you're there. Otherwise, you know, again, what are you really doing? So New Orleans. Now, New Orleans, of course, you know, we know about the jazz history and everything like that. We know about the great food and things of that nature. Are there talented people in New Orleans in regards to, like, modeling and acting and music and everything that you've noticed?
No, I haven't really noticed no one yet.
Oh, wow. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think the city stands? That doesn't sound great. I'm just saying. I mean, come on now. You're going to go give them no credit? Come on now. Because, I mean, it's not the – of course, New Orleans is not the biggest city in the world, of course. However, again, you have a lot of stuff that is, you know, you got a lot of films, TV shows that are shot there now. Of course, you have, you know, some sporting events that happen. You know, of course, you got the New Orleans Saints and you got the New Orleans Pelicans and, you know, all the other things that happen in the area. Of course, college football, things of that nature. So, you know, you have a lot of athletes and things of that nature. But so you don't think so. I mean, and again, you're just getting started. So maybe at the time you hadn't really been paying no attention. But do you think New Orleans could be a city that could have a lot of talented people come out of there if they really tried hard? Do you think that?
Of course, yes, definitely.
Okay. All right, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. I'm just messing with you, you know it. All right. So what would you like yourself personally, now that you've gone through some of it a little bit yourself and just over a short period of time, basically, with the effort that you put in, have seen success already, what would you tell someone that is thinking about getting started as a model?
They should totally go for it. You know, the only thing they got to do is just believe in themselves and put forth the effort, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very simple, very simply stated, but that's the heart of the matter right now. You just got to go for it. Let me do this because actually everyone who's going to be listening either live or later, kind of give us – let's see if you can do this. This is a test on you right here. Give the audience a little bit of an idea of what you look like, because until I actually tell them – I'm going to ask this next question after this, they don't know who you are yet. So kind of to give the audience just a brief description of what you look like. See if you can do it.
I'm 5'11". I'm dark-skinned. You know, I have long hair. I'm smart. Mm-hmm. I'm funny. I'm a very cool person to be around. I'm very open-minded about things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it about me.
Okay, well, that's a start. I see. Like I said, we're gonna warm up over the next couple of months. We're gonna get you there. But that's actually a great start, because you also mentioned your personality, and that goes a long way within the model world. Because at a certain point, it just gets old dealing with people who got bad attitudes, and you're whether or not you're just standing in line at the audition, or you're actually at the photo shoot, or you're at the TV, you know, whatever it might be, someone who has a real bad attitude can mess it up for everybody else because you're just miserable. You see what I'm saying? So just that aspect right there will get you a long way, besides how you look. You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes the attitude destroys the looks. It just does. I mean, I've cut people because of it, you know, literally. Okay?
Right.
So that being said, now we're going to get to find out what you do look like, because, hey, how can we find you on social media, Janika?
You can find me on Instagram. Follow me at Gorgeous Slim.
Okay. Instagram, great. That's one of the bigger ones. Are you anywhere else, or do you want to, like, let people find you?
I'm on Facebook as well, as Janika Andrews.
All right, good old Facebook. And be looking out, everyone, for her very soon on different or even more platforms, I should say. And there's going to be something special coming up on my website in the very near future, so stay tuned for that. All I can say is she looks wonderful. I'm just going to tell you now, okay? So it's going to be awesome. So any final words for the audience, or any shout-outs that you would like to throw out there for us, Janika?
I want to shout out my mother for listening, and my sister, Diamond, and my friend, Christopher, and that's about it.
Awesome. Well, again, I appreciate you taking out the time of your busy, busy schedule to call in and just be able to, you know, have a nice little chat with me. Again, I wanted to do this for the benefit of everybody who, you know, has thought about it, wanted to do it. Maybe they are currently doing it. Maybe they slowed down or whatnot. But here you are, a young woman in a city that really, you know, for the most part, doesn't have a lot going on. But you've made some moves to where you're making things go on. And that's a big deal. And, again, people will be able to see that, you know, real soon in the near future. So I do appreciate your time. I'm very excited for you. And I can't wait to have you on the show again soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, you take care. Good night. Miss Janika Andrews of New Orleans, Louisiana. Crawfish and jazz and Mardi Gras and the whole nine yards. You know, I've never been to Mardi Gras either, now that I think about it. So that's a young lady that, you know, she made some decisions and she made some moves, and now she's being rewarded. Not only will she be appearing in her first magazine very soon, but she's going to be submitted to several magazines at the same time. So just because of one shoot could basically translate into her being, you know, possibly being printed multiple times. Now, of course, there's no such thing as a guarantee, but you never know until you actually try. Okay, so I'm very happy for her. Again, she made the decision after she did a lot of research. Okay, she asked a lot of questions. Okay, but once she got all her questions answered, she made a decision. Now she's benefiting, and that's all I've ever told anybody is at a certain point, get your questions answered when you are trying to push for something that you say you want to do. Find out if you're going to get a tangible benefit as opposed to what you're doing currently, which if it's nothing, you got to do something, right? And then if you can find that tangible benefit, you move forward. So I can't wait for y'all to get to see her again. She's Gorgeous Slim on Instagram. Check her out there. You'll get to see a lot of her behind the scenes of her upcoming shoot on Friday, as well as her, you know, basically visiting Atlanta for the first time. You'll see her, you know, at different sites around town and things of that nature. You might even get to run into her. You never know. 646-652-4479. If you are listening, you would like to call in. I'm going to extend the show for a little bit of time to give people a chance to call in if they want. Again, this is about you, if you're listening, as far as a new possible talent in the industry. And if you got questions, you know, this is an opportunity to find out what you can and can't do, you know, within your possibilities or circumstances. Everybody has circumstances. It's a matter of, okay, if you can't do this, what can you do on top of it to get around it? Because that's all, it's all it really is. Again, people do what they got to do to get into the club on Friday. People do what they got to do to get that dress that they want. People do what they got to do to get the PS4 or the Jordans. But why don't they do it for something that they say they want to do that has nothing to do with, like, those kind of material things, right? Again, if you want to be on screen with Denzel Washington, you can't send a camera phone picture for that. Not going to happen. You see what I'm saying? At a certain point, you got to put yourself in a position to look like a professional if that's what you want to do. If you want to do it as a hobby, doesn't matter what you do at that point because you're not trying to do anything by definition if you're doing it as a hobby. You don't care. I had a person email me, basically said that. He was like, at first sentence was like, yeah, he wants to model, but then the second sentence, it was basically like, yeah, but I'm just kind of doing it just to do it. Yeah, that's what basically he said. And at that point, I wasn't interested because he was going to waste my time. You know what I'm saying? 646-652-4479. I'm going to take a break. I need to clean up some of my social media to see what – I got to update some stuff here. Well, I'm going to play a song by a producer. His name is Chris Pritham. I've actually had him on the show before. FYI, I need music. If you're a jazz artist, R&B artist, musician or whatnot, I'm looking for some new music to add. But Chris Pritham is my main guy. He actually just sent me something else, and I hadn't even had time to check it. But he is one of the guys at IllIt Records, ILL-IT.com. Check him out. He has done a lot of work within the industry with major artists and major corporations. So I'm going to play a piece by him. You can find him on Twitter also, Chris Pritham, and that's P-R-Y-T-H-M, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but just Google it. Or put it in your Twitter box, and it'll pull up, Chris Pritham. And I'm going to play the song called Let's Go Ahead and Do the Fever first. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. everyone. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I need to I always forget. That's when the song ends on that one. Thanks again to Chris Pritham providing that music for me. 646-652-4479. We are talking about models tonight. We are talking about everything in regards to getting started, progression. Why do people not get started? Why do people get started? Why do people quit? Let's talk about quitting for a second. Again, you can't make anybody do what they really don't want to do. But once you tell people that you're going to do something, why wouldn't you want to follow through? It's a mystery, okay? But then again, it's not. Again, most people, the reason that they even start modeling is because someone tells them, hey, you know what? You should model. Just like Janika mentioned earlier, and shout out again to Janika Andrews from New Orleans, Louisiana, for calling in and taking some of her time from her very busy schedule. That doesn't stop her from modeling, obviously. So thanks for her for calling in. But again, you know, once a person makes it apparent that that's what they want to do, you can't think that you're going to do it for a few hours or a few days or a few weeks or even a few months. You have to at least push a couple of years, but really in your mind, your mind's eye, you have to think you're going to do it for 10 years. Because if you're not willing to do it for at least 10 years, you might quit before you hit. Again, you think about all the examples of people who are, you know, rich and famous. I hate that cliche, but it's the truth. Rich and famous. And think if they had quit right before they became rich and famous. We've seen examples of it almost lots of times, but we've seen the true Hollywood story and behind the music of all these people and all the obstacles that they've ever gone through. Why don't you think you're going to go through some obstacles, and why don't you think you deserve to go through some obstacles to get where you want to go? Right? So, again, you just have to make those kind of considerations when you walk out the door in the morning and say, okay, well, I want everybody to look at me. And what does that really mean? You know, who is it going to affect? I mean, it's a lot. It's an undertaking. It's work. Again, a lot of people don't want to work harder than they already are. But again, if you want someone to start paying you $500,000 a year for you to look pretty, you're not going to get to that point relying on Instagram. You know, on Instagram, the reason that people have followers is because they have a fan base, because people are seeing them all the time, because they're in stuff. And the only reason that they're in stuff is because they're shooting professional images because they've been booked. You see what I'm saying? It all revolves around that. And or they're on TV. And or they're in a magazine, and or they're in a commercial, and or they're hosting events. It all starts from a certain point, but you have to put yourself out there as a professional from the very beginning. Otherwise, you're putting yourself in a position to do stuff you don't want to do to supposedly get opportunities that probably don't even really exist. 646-652-4479. So you have to think about this as far as this, the industry, of course. If you're not willing to ask any questions, or if you don't know which questions to ask, anybody can tell you anything and you would believe it. Go wherever you need to go, wherever someone tells you to do. You'll put on whatever clothes somebody tells you to put on just because somebody says, well, this is what you got to do to have the opportunity. And you'll live with that. If you don't know the questions, you got to get somebody who knows the questions. And if you know the questions, you got to be willing to ask them. Just on the basis of gas is expensive. Why are you going to travel from one point to another, or even fly somewhere, or get on the train, or ride a bike, whatever, without really knowing a whole lot? I just had an incident happen not too long ago where someone traveled, and unfortunately it was for a supposed photo shoot, but the person never asked them for any reference work. They just was going off what the person was telling them. Only to find out when they got into town, which was out of state, there was no photo shoot. There was no photography. There was nothing. It was just simply made up. No telling how many times that person had done that and how many people. You know what I'm saying? So you got to protect yourself, okay? But you can't, like, just be behind the, you know, stone wall forever, okay? 646-652-4479, but you have to be willing to put yourself out there if anybody's ever going to see you. So again, there's ways to do it and ways not to do it. And if you don't know the ways not to do it, you need to get some help. And that's one of the reasons I have my industry connection tour, because at a certain point, apples and oranges, are you modeling or are you not? Are you getting booked for any kind of work, not whether or not it's paid or not paid? Are you getting asked to do something? At a certain point, if you're not, you're not modeling. If somebody's not willing to put risk on you to fulfill a need for their product, service, idea, location, whatever it might be, you're not really modeling. Think about that. And then think about how you should present yourself. It's just like getting a real job. 9 to 5, I should say, not a real job, but a 9 to 5. If a human resource person asks you to come to your interview at 12 o'clock the next day in business casual attire and a resume, what are you going to do? Are you going to go there like you're dressed for Friday night? Are you going to dress like you're going to the basketball game? No, you're going to be there business casual. You're going to be there 10 minutes early, and you're going to have a resume on you if you think you have a shot of getting a second interview. Not the job, but just a second interview. So why would you, as a beginning model, even though you might not have any professional pictures, even though you might not have a resume at the time, show up clean cut looking like you're ready to get something done. You can create a resume that has your information on it, like your name and your number. Put something on it. And if you don't know what to put on it, you can get help to put what you need to put on there minimum wise. Okay? But at the end of the day, you have to have an expectation factor to say, look at all these other people in line who has all their stuff together. Why would I come here without all that stuff? Because you can go get it before then. You could. You just choose not to, maybe. And maybe that's why you're not doing what you think you should be doing. Again, I mentioned industry connections. It's a tour that I'm doing all around the country where I'm providing the basics of what people need to develop themselves and to be seen as a viable talent. Again, why would you go out and buy some red bottoms or the Gucci purse or the really expensive weave but not get the tools that you need for your modeling? Doesn't make any sense. Why would you continue to rely on people who really don't know how to do makeup because you don't have to pay for it, rather than get an expert who knows how to do makeup and make you look print ready, but you say you want to be in the magazine? You see what I'm saying? Do you realize that half the girls that are in some of the music magazines that are models pay for those spreads? You won't do that, though, but they're in the magazine that hundreds of thousands of people look at right now. You're not in it. Apples and oranges, 646-652-4479. So at a certain point, you have to make that decision on how far are you willing to really go to put yourself out there as a professional, not as these unprofessionals, because when I say doing what you got to do, it pertains to people like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the ones who want to do it straight and narrow the right way. Okay? So at a certain point, you have to have a headshot if you're going to act. You have to have a portfolio if you're going to model. You have to have a press kit if you're going to be in music. You're trying to book a venue, people who've been doing it for 10 years, and they got all their music mixed and mastered, and they got performance video, and they got album covers and all this kind of stuff, and you're going to just roll up talking about some SoundCloud? Stop. you can't keep putting yourself in that position and then have expectation that you're going to get booked a lot. You might get booked every now and again. You're not going to get booked regularly, though. And if you do get booked, you're not going to get paid. Again, is it a hobby or is it going to be a career? Are you really looking at it, in that light? Are you looking at trying to quit your job because you don't need to work no more because you're doing so well modeling, acting, music, or whatever? Which one is going to be the crutch? Which one is going to be the hobby? You have to make that decision at a certain point. Are you really going to let, Young Thug keep selling records? That's what you have to decide. Are you really going to let that crazy girl that wants to get rid of Black History Month, that I won't say her name on my show, you going to let her keep taking over? Just wait until she all of a sudden ends up in a magazine again. I swear. 646-652-4479. And then also, and I've always mentioned this, you have to start thinking about how you're going to replace the people who have been doing it for years and years and years if you never get yourself looking like them. Taraji P. Henson, they'll keep her on Empire for another 20 years if they got to. Halle Berry is just 50. Think about that. Gabby Union, Kerry Washington, on and on and on and on and on. Beyonce, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, all these people are out there. They've been doing it for 10-plus years, though. Are you willing to do it as long as they are, or are you just kind of just wanting to kind of be okay with, you know, I'm going to try it for 6 months, and if it don't happen, it won't happen. Again, especially as women, if you're a woman out there, y'all have no excuses to ever quit on anything because you got all these famous people out there who've done, who've been doing it for years and have had all kinds of mishaps and obstacles and circumstances and bad things happen to them, right? Again, Beyonce didn't quit her career when she had her baby, last I checked, right? Rihanna went through that stuff with Chris Brown. She had all the reason in the world to quit and never come back. Did she quit? No, she did not. 646-652-4479 is the number. I did see a few people pop on, but they popped on out. I don't know if they were, you know, afraid or scared, but you're free. Feel free to call in, and I keep forgetting to check the chat room. That's why, hold on, let me type something in. Let's see, what should I say? Okay. I'll keep it on the chat room for a while because I see people keep popping in and out there too. So there's people listening, I see that. Of course, there's always people listening, but I want to see if I can get some participation. Now, I am thinking about doing a show. Actually, I just told Janika Andrews, since she's going to be in town Saturday, I might do a show while she's in town, probably that night, after some events and things of that nature, and get an update of her trip to Atlanta live on the radio possibly. So we'll see how that works out schedule-wise. Either Saturday or Sunday, we'll see. Because, again, she's just started modeling. She just started modeling approximately a couple weeks ago, I think. She booked her shoot. I actually just talked to the photographer today about some of her looks and things of that nature and stuff that she's going to be going for and stuff. I mean, I'm just, like I said, I'm forewarning y'all. She's going to have some really, really, really good pictures. You know, I don't think y'all going to be able to handle them. I'm just saying. But I'm excited for her because, like I said, she made the decision. She's going with it, and she's already benefited once. In my package, my industry connection package, I actually submit a person to an actual opportunity. She got an opportunity before I was able to do that because once I sent the photographer a couple of pictures so he knows who he's, you know, going to be dealing with, he decided to put her in a magazine on his own accord. You see what I'm saying? So she's going to actually have two opportunities right off the bat with her, you know, modeling only really a couple of weeks. So that just proves, again, you got, like she said earlier, you got to go for it. At a certain point, the only person that can stop you from doing it would be you. If you think you got any talent. Now, again, if you just don't really believe in yourself, you really don't want to work that hard, you think everything should just, you know, fall into your lap just because, probably not going to be too successful. And you probably shouldn't do it, just being real, okay? 646-652-4479. Going to take another break here because I got some text messages that are starting to come through, so I want to go ahead and check those. And I'm going to talk about maybe one more topic about modeling, or actually some of the other aspects of the different industries overall, and a little bit more about industry connections to tour. So I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Hey, everyone. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back on the air. Again, shout out to Janika Andrews for her first radio interview ever, who's also about to have her first professional photo shoot ever, to shoot for her first magazine ever, to have her first multiple magazine submissions ever, to go to her first Atlanta networking events ever, and all kind of firsts, because she made a decision to get started, and that's what she decided to do, and she's benefiting from that. 646-652-4479 is the number, and the reason she's benefiting is because of a package I created called Industry Connections, and she reached out, said that she was somebody new. I hit her back, gave her all my information, and she took a look at it, and she said she wanted to do it, and that's why she's benefiting sooner than most, probably. Again, talent does come into play as far as your looks and everything to an extent, but the want to do it and to be put into a position where things can happen. You never can guarantee anything, ever. I've never guaranteed anything to anybody except effort. Everything else kind of plays into you and then how people perceive you. But nobody can ever perceive you if they never see you, right? So what is Industry Connections? Industry Connections is where you don't have professional photos, you know you need them, right? So what I do is I set up a professional photo shoot, typically with someone who has credits within the industry. Their work is really good, okay? You get three looks, at least, minimum. You get three edited shots from that. You get a CD of all your pictures, okay? You get a hairstylist and a makeup artist within that package. So somebody else is handling all that for you. All you got to do is show up, okay? You also get a resume created, because typically someone who's just getting started don't have a resume. I mentioned that earlier in the show, right? I also create a biography for you, because since you don't have anything on your portfolio or your resume, someone needs to know what your story is. It just helps out when you're doing either electronic submissions or in-person submissions, where someone can be like, oh, okay, this person went to this school, I went to that school, or this person likes this, or this person does this. It gives me a little bit of storyline of why should I like this person more than someone else since they're brand new. I also create an article format for them to where they can either print it, or when people Google the name on the internet, they have something that's online that somebody else is talking about them, basically vouching for them as an actual talent. So now all the naysayers have been saying, oh, well, she ain't really doing nothing, da, 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 da. If they go to Google her name now, something's going to start popping up. And that article is also going to contain her professional images. I also do a radio interview of her, right? So now she actually has a live radio interview of who she is, where she's from, all that kind of stuff. Now, of course, everybody hasn't done a radio interview, and sometimes you can get kind of nervous and things of that nature, but Janika did a great job earlier for being her first time on the air. So that gets included into her article, along with her professional pictures and anything else that we add on there. So now she has something she can submit anywhere in the world, who she is, what she's doing, what she looks like, how she sounds. And when we get video of her, that can be uploaded as well. I also give her a certain length of my consulting time to where I'm helping her on the business side of things as far as her brand and what she's going to be doing, what she doesn't want to do, the business end of bookings and stuff like that, because a lot of people don't want to tell you all that. That shouldn't be like that. You should know what questions to answer, how to make people go through your process. Whatever process you decide of how to book you, you need to get people to know that right off the bat, right? Then, after all that said and done, I'm actually submitting you to an actual opportunity. And as I mentioned earlier, she's already shooting for a magazine, but that wasn't what I submitted her for. I'm going to be looking for something different, okay, on top of that. Because, again, that was just me sending the images to the photographer so he knows who he's shooting. But that wasn't my submission. I'm going to be submitting her for something else. So technically, she's getting two submissions for the price of one. Okay, and I mention price because there's a cost of all that, because I'm working and everybody else is working. The hairstylist, the photographer, makeup artist, myself, we're all working to put the person who decides to get the Industry Connection package, we're all working for them for their betterment. Because, again, there's two choices. They could do it all themselves over a period of time, or they could not do it and just do, you know, just go with what they got, which most of the time is nothing at all. And, again, you just don't get into a magazine without shooting professionally. You can't get around that. You're not going to submit your Instagram and Snapchat pictures to a magazine and think you're going to be printed, right? So if a person doesn't decide on their own accord to shoot you, you're going to pay somebody to shoot you. Somebody has to choose you for you not to pay for a photo shoot. So what are you doing to be able to have that happen? It's called work. You got to put yourself out there for enough people to see you. And then you got to be able to do it on the business side because, see, guess what? Again, if a photographer is trying to shoot you and not have you pay, you always are on that basis of, well, what do I got to do to get these? You see what I'm saying? How many times are you going to be put in that kind of position, right? 646-652-4479. So, again, the other part of that is, too, you don't own anything when you're just, you know, doing pictures and you're not paying for them. Those pictures can be used for anything and you can't say nothing. And that's not good 10 years from now when you're trying to get them off the Internet and you can't do nothing about it because you don't own them. You can't sue nobody. You can't do nothing. People, Google just look at you and laugh. That's what it comes down to. It's harsh, but that's the truth. It doesn't matter. But if you own them, you see what I'm saying? Or you know, or the company that, you know, if they were used for another company or whatever and they help you out a little bit and say, yeah, you can take them down, da, da, da. But that doesn't happen a lot either, though. So, again, you got to be thinking 10 years ahead with your career right now. You got to take stuff personal. And if you're not willing to do that, someone else has to for you. You got to be able to put yourself in a better position. 646-652-4479. So if you are an aspiring model, if you are an aspiring talent, musician, or artist, an actor, an actress, all these different people that are out there, you have to decide how far you really are trying to go. Again, how in the world do you get on American Idol and not show up to an audition and stand in line for a couple of days? Do you really think you're going to get seen on TV by just bowling up in there and trying not to get shot by security just to go see J-Lo? Really? You think that's going to happen? Or are you going to wait in line for everybody else? Are you willing to take the time to do that? If it took you a week, are you willing to wait a week to put a number on and sit in line for a week to be on the last American Idol? This is the last one, people. Think about that. People travel from all over to go to those auditions if they didn't live in the city where the audition is going in, right? Same thing for X, The Voice and America's Got Talent and all of these. What is the X one? I can't remember it off the top of my head. You just, if you're not willing to make any sacrifices, you're not going to get any opportunities. No one, you're not obligated. No one is obligated to book you just because. Or do you think that's true? I mean, again, this is why the show is happening tonight. First of the month, 1 month is down in 2016. 2018 is right around the corner, and you still have people who will claim they don't want to spend any money. They don't want to take any time. They don't want to practice. They don't want to lose any weight. They don't want to eat. They don't want to learn any monologues. They don't want to get any video. They don't want to go in the studio. There's people who still don't have music mixed and mastered. That's crazy. How are you an artist and your stuff is just on stuff on the air, not the air, but on the Internet, and it's not mixed and mastered and it's obvious? Like, seriously, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're either going to take yourself seriously or you're not, because that's the only thing that people can go off of. Again, I just had something happen today where, you know, someone emails me. When you submit yourself for the first time and you actually, I'll just say it like this, you do have professional pictures and you don't send professional pictures, what does a person have to assume? That you don't have any, that you're brand new, you're a newbie, whatever you want to call it. If you do it after, see, again, if someone is actually, especially if they're looking for someone, they're looking for someone. What if they pick that someone before you get around to sending your actual pictures? That doesn't make any sense to give up opportunities just because. Because that's just a just because. There is no reason, is there? If you don't ever call that person, if you don't ever call a person back, you didn't want it. If a person says that they need to talk to you, and you give them all the reasons in the world why you're not going to call them, and they're the ones trying to book you, you're not going to ever get booked, period. Why play games? That's just unprofessional, by the way. Okay, I'm just being on the business side now and being real. You can't have a casting director trying to hunt you down. You can't have a professional photographer trying to hunt you down. You can't have the magazine publisher trying to track you down because you won't return an email, text message, or phone call. That's senseless. It's senseless. Don't fake the funk. If you really don't want to model, don't tell anybody you want to model because you're just wasting time that people can't get back. And you're messing it up for the ones who are really trying to work hard. That's what gets most people upset more than anything. They don't really care that you don't care. We're looking at the people who do care. And if you don't care about those people especially, you definitely shouldn't be trying to do it. 646-652-4479. So, you know, this particular podcast, again, was important for me because I wanted to, again, have Ms. Janika on because, again, she's just getting started. And she's all the proof in the world, just in a very brief period of time, of what you can do when you do put your mind to it. And she's young, she's beautiful, she's tall, obviously. You'll see her, especially if you add her on Instagram. She's on my Instagram, so if you follow me, IMTM1, you'll see her. And I have other talent that's out there that is getting going and doing some new stuff in the new year and whatnot. But the ones who want help, they're going to get the help one way or the other. This young comedian that I'm going to be working with in Arkansas, he hit me up today. Chris, how did I get started? Okay, I can do that today. Let me go ahead and send you the, boom, boom, boom. We're starting. It don't take that much when you really want to get started. You see what I'm saying? And one of his submissions within his package is I'm going to work on getting him booked to perform at a venue to do his comedy. We're going to find out if someone wants to book him. Once all of his stuff is professionally done, we're going to see. And then I told him I'm going to try to help him do a tour. We're going to see. I'm going to try to help him do a three-city tour, or at least a three-venue tour. We'll start off small, but we'll see. But he didn't hesitate. He wants to get started. He wanted to get started. He needs to get started now. No one else is helping him. You see what I'm saying? And eventually, again, when you find someone who's at least willing to help and they give you the guidelines of how that help is, you got a decision to make. Because, again, it's hard being an aspiring model or a talent or a comedian or actress or musician for 15 years. But there's some people out there that are doing it like that. There's some people out there, it's 2016, they have not taken a professional picture since 2009. That's crazy, but I know who they are. You see what I'm saying? How can you just not do that? And then keep saying that you're a model in the industry. You're not. You can't be. You don't even look the same from 2009 to 2016. You don't even look the same. You know? So I think I'm going to end the show now only because I keep seeing some stuff I need to come ahead and take care of or before it gets too much later, some business stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and end the show tonight. Well, I do plan to do another show very similar to this talk. Probably going to have another talent. I might have the comedian on. Actually, that's probably going to be the next person that you're going to hear on the show. And again, there are some people who I know this is kind of late for them and things of that nature. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to hear the show after the fact. And I do appreciate all the listeners either way, either live and or playback. But the whole purpose of it is to give out information and to let people know that there is an avenue that they can choose to start getting stuff done more than what they've been doing. And again, nobody can, make you do nothing that you don't want to do, but you also still have to be able to do something. And again, if you keep putting your position and circumstances in the way of that and limit yourself, okay, you just have to realize, okay, you have to make some other decisions then that'll help other people out to help you. Because you have to let people help you, but if you don't, then they got to do all kind of crazy, stupid stuff just to try to do something. And most people ain't really wanting to do that no more. Seriously. Right? So at a certain point, once you put yourself in that position, you got to accept the good and the bad, and sometimes the ugly, right? But like I said, at the end of the day, you have to want to do it. And like Janika said earlier, you have to want to go all the way with it. You got to just do it. There's no excuses. At a certain point, you just got to do it. Now, if certain things do hinder you, not stop you, but hinder you, that means, okay, well, maybe you got to pull back and wait until you can do more, or you need to move. I had a person move recently. She's in New York. You know, there's going to be a lot of stuff she's going to be able to do now that she's there rather than the place she used to live. That's part of it sometimes. Or at worst, you got to be able to drive out of the state, drive out of the city, drive out of the county. There's people who've never driven out their county before, much less out of the city or out of state. So how can you keep blaming other people that you can't do anything because you put yourself in that position yet you never want to leave? You can always leave. Just will you? You see what I'm saying? So that being said, we're going to end the show again. Visit my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. There's going to be plenty of updates. Again, I have some model calls ongoing, especially on Instagram, so check those out. Los Angeles, Miami, Atlanta, New York, I have all kinds of stuff going to be going on. Site will be updated probably in the next 2 days or so. We'll see. Again, shout out to Janika Andrews, New Orleans. I'm coming out there. Again, Industry Connections is a tour. I want to come out to New Orleans. I want to come out to Charlotte. I want to come out to Miami. I want to come out to Atlanta, of course, a couple of times probably. New York, Boston is a city. Of course, now Arkansas is on the map. Little Rock probably will be that city for Arkansas. Wouldn't mind going to Mississippi. Got to go to Texas. I've only been to Texas once. That was San Antonio for an event last year. But I would love to go to Dallas or Houston, see what's going on there. But this, the Industry Connection tour would be for those who are ready now to start putting themselves in a position to get looked at as a viable talent, which means you need the headshots, you need the pictures, you want documentation of what you're doing so you could be presented in a certain way, period. Because if the way that you're doing it isn't getting you looked at, something needs to change. Don't you agree? Check out the website again. There's an article about it. There's a podcast about it, too. www.imtmworldwide.com. Check me on the Instagram, imtm1. And we'll go from there as far as any other. I'm on Twitter as well, but you'll see that on the website as well. Again, one more time, thank you, Janika Andrews, for calling in. She is a new model in the industry. She's going to be in Atlanta this weekend, so, you know, be looking out. You know, you'll see her. You know, you'll see some pictures. You'll see some video. It's going to be very exciting to have her in the city for the first time. Can't wait. But in the meantime, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Talk to you all later. Peace.